You just tune in to Good News Community Radio 93.6 FM. Behind control is Cynthia Singano. Today I'm with Valencia Pillay. Valencia, I welcome you to Good News Community Radio.
Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you so much. It's actually an honor and privilege to be here this morning.
I know that you're doing a lot for the community, but can you please first greet the listeners and introduce yourself and tell the listeners who Valencia is?
Hi, good morning, listeners. I hope you're having a fabulous day. So basically, as I have been a community activist in the area, I'm the chairperson for the CCF, which is the Community in Blue. I'm also the ward secretary for Ward 48, and I am the chair for a organization called St. Community Civic Association. So these are the key roles that I play in the community. I'm a very, very community-orientated person. I love working with the community and being in partnership with all of our role players to make sure that, you know, the sector that we live in is kept safe.
Okay. Valencia, I know that you're doing a lot for the community, and there's something that caught my eye about the home invasion. There's home invasions that is alarming in our area. What advice can you give the listener?
Okay, so you rightfully said, Cynthia, home invasion is the most feared, crime in our area. We've actually experienced an increase in the sector as well in terms of housebreaking. And we envisage it to be increasing during the winter period as well. Some of the advice that I can actually give our listeners out there is the number one key rule is to be alert of your surroundings. You need to check for any unknown cars or people lurching in your area. You need to join crime WhatsApp groups for your road or your area just to make sure that you know what is going on. This is the best way to be in touch with any suspicious activity reported by your neighbors. You also have to have proper light at night. Very often when we patrol throughout the road, we find homes, the properties in total darkness. This is a key opportunity that criminals are waiting for. You also have to ensure that you have burglar guards and gates for your windows and glass patio doors. Here again, we find people that leave this unprotected and it's easy access for these criminals. You make sure that all windows and doors are properly locked before you leave your premises and before you go to bed. Also make sure that your driveway gates are properly closed before you leave the property or when you arrive back home. Very often we have to approach homeowners and tell them that your gates are still open. And only then do they realize that they have not actually checked it. Also, I think residents need to observe from a distance for any suspicious, some unknown people near your property. The most common mistake that we make is to leave our keys on our doors. Please make sure that when you leave or go to bed, that your keys, when the doors are locked, you remove your keys and you keep it aside where you can have it for safekeeping. Your trees and verges, that's another issue that we are having. People are not trimming or pruning their trees. This is a very, very opportunistic way of hiding out for these criminals. Last one, it's an upgrading your security. I think it may be a costly affair and some people may not want to invest in the security. However, it is a deterrent for criminals as they look for easy targets here again. You need to put additional security in places such as your alarm that link up to your security company, preferably in your area, so response time can be faster should you need them. Beef up your security with beacons, electric fencing, cameras, panic buttons, and even the common razor wire. This will be definitely a deterrent for these criminals. Don't post your location or give a status update on your whereabouts on social media. I know very often we go there and we want to let people know we're in a certain country or we're enjoying a holiday. Rather wait for you to come back and then post on social media, okay? There have been incidents as well A lot of people are taken to the home services like Mr. Delivery. We need to make sure that when we're accepting the delivery, we must also be cautious about the surrounding and pick up any unknown vehicles that are lurking around. Just waiting for you to open your gate so that they can come in. Look around your property, and you need to think like an intruder to find ways to protect your home. Okay, and then the last one, I promise the very last one on this one, is invest in households or content insurance so that if you are a victim of a crime, you know that you have something to fall back to replace your stolen items.
Thank you so much, Valencia, for that advice and information. I know that it will really help the community. And what are most crime reported in our area?
Okay, so in areas that we monitor and manage, we found that copper theft is the number one crime, followed by like home invasions in terms of people breaking into homes, stealing. They go for large cooking pots, ladders, laptops, cell phones, and basically any valuables that these criminals can lay their hands on. And what is disappointing is that people create a market for stolen items, okay? So we are the community police forum. We go around educating our community not to indulge and buy stolen items.
Yes. Hey, that is very important what you're saying, because we like the cheap. We say it's a bargain while we're receiving the stolen property.
Absolutely. I think we all rejoice when we get a good deal. But let us not get it at the expense of a victim.
Yes. Okay. Thanks. I'll leave the other question because I think you've already answered about safety in our homes. And is home invasions increasing or decreasing?
Okay. So, Cynthia, I'd like to actually go in to provide the best solution to keep our houses safe. Some of the information here may be different to the one that I've already given. Okay. So, we employ a lot of people to assist us. It's very important that we do our reference checks with previous employers to make sure that we've got copies of IDs of our people that are helping us. Very often, homeowners employ casual help with any office, and then they find themselves exposed to danger and risk that they did not think possible. Some of the people that they employ share info with criminals who use this opportunity to carry out robberies with information that they gain. We also need to identify the times when these crimes are committed and form street committees that conduct visible street patrols during these times. If you notice again anything suspicious, call for safety assistance. We have partnerships that are here to assist, such as the SAP security companies and other controllers that link to your crime watch group.
Okay. As I've asked that question about home invasion, is it decreasing or increasing?
Okay, we suddenly found it is moderately increasing. Because every night we're having like an average of 2 house breakings. So it is increasing. And like I said, with winter approaching, you know, we're just going to get worse from here. So if we don't take the precautionary measures and put them in place, we definitely are going to become victims of home invasion.
Can you please tell us about the importance of community to work together with the police?
We must understand that both the community and staff share a common objective, right, to ensure that our constitutional rights are upheld. So one of these rights is the safety and security of the citizens of South Africa and in our area especially. It is therefore very important and makes perfect sense for the community to work in tandem with the police. As the Community Police Forum, we have a duty to ensure that the partnership between the community and the police remains strong. This is to make sure that we fight crime together and reduce the criminal element in our area. The community, to a larger extent, will include all role players, that is the community police forum, the community in blue structures, street patrollers, the homeowners, they can also be tenants, business owners, civic movements, local and security companies will all play a vital role in combating crime. Okay, we want to also think that we applaud the phenomenal partnership that exists in our sector, and each and every individual within the partnership dedicates every waking moment we saw our loved ones are kept safe. We have become a family in the sector. Through this beautiful network, we share each other's joys and sadness. Yes. Staff is our parent body of this magnificent family. And like the elders of the family, they too are cherished for their role in protecting us from criminal elements. So that partnership between the community and the police can never be undermined or underestimated.
And Valencia, if someone is interested to be involved in the CPF, what can that person do?
We love people to come to us and join our sector in combating the crime. So what the Community Police Forum has done, we have vigorously held meetings and scheduled a community in blue project. So we encourage our members to come through, members of the community, and complete these community in blue registration forms. All we require is a copy of their ID, and also obviously they need to be crime-free, so they must have a clearance. So that's what we're looking forward. We've got two scheduled appointments for the month of April where they can come through. The one is on the 12th of April. We're at the Stonebridge Library from 10 to 2, and on Saturday the 15th of April from 9 to 12. So just come along with a copy of your ID, and we will do all of the other paperwork that's necessary. Staff will be in attendance to take your fingerprints, to get your clearance. Got your clearance, you are free to start your visible patrolling and become part of the Community Police Forum and Community in Blue.
Valencia, if someone maybe is in Tongaat or Verulam, are they supposed to go to the nearest police station?
Okay, so each community police forum within that sector in the area will actually do the necessary paperwork. For our sector, the sector 2, this is your Broadlands, your Southgate, your Mount Edgecombe, the Trinity Park, Stonebridge, Greenberry, Clayfield. All these areas can come through to the Stonebridge Library on the 12th and 15th on the times that we mentioned. People outside of the sector must contact the relevant community police forum in their area.
Thank you so much. I think I will see you there.
No, you definitely have to come and sign up. You must be a leader you want to see.
Okay. Can you please provide the listener with the emergency numbers in case of home invasion?
If you are a victim of a home invasion, you can call 1-0-1-1. This is a 24-hour crime reporting number for the public. Remember, if you call from a landline, please. If you use a mobile phone, the normal voice will apply. You can also call your local or your nearest police station. Remember to have your full name, address, and contact number, and please insist on a reference number for your call. We also request that our members use the panic buttons in their homes if they have an alarm that's linked to the security company. They will respond immediately, and then they will also make sure that staff is called in. And if all that fails or you want to have additional notice, you can send a voice note or text on your crime group for your area. We also encourage our members to have the emergency number stored on your phone as a speed dial.
Thank you so much for that information. I know that listeners have benefited from it. Can you say a good bye and just one word for awareness, as I can say.
Okay. Thank you, Cynthia. Okay, so firstly, I know most of our listeners might be taking a well-deserved break during Easter. Please make sure that you travel safely, and before you leave your house and all of your properties are safely locked away.
Yes.
Okay? The CPF also sends its love and best wishes to all the listeners, all first responders, security personnel, and the South African Police Services. I know we are going to be really busy. So as we approach the Easter weekend, we implore you to stay safe and stay blessed.
Okay. Thank you so much. God bless you. We'll talk soon again.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. I really want to thank you for the opportunity.